Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
Confession. Tuesday, I had a comp question. Pay my SEs on a team number or their own deals? And I had nobody to ask. Not one person in my company does my job.
That's the quiet truth of this role, isn't it? When I ran a region directly, there were three of us doing that job in all of Europe. Three. In a company of 2,000. Our engineers had 400 peers to lean on. We had each other. And a pub.
Right. So I posted it in a WhatsApp group of SE leaders. By lunch, I had 20 answers. Two were better than anything I'd have found in a month.
A WhatsApp group. Ava, I have a 14-page comp policy and a committee that argues about it quarterly.
And I had 20 answers by lunch. Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. A two-part special this week. Today, the one place Ava found where SE leaders actually talk to each other, and whether I should believe her.
You should. The SE Rockstars Presales Leadership Community. About 250 SE leaders, and it just opened to all of Europe. Main language English, as of this month.
I've watched a dozen of these die. Someone spins up a group, three vendors join, it turns into a pitch channel, and everyone's muted it by Christmas. Who keeps this one clean?
The two people who run it. Strictly. Leaders only. Disciplinary responsibility. People reporting to you. No vendors, no individual contributors, no head of growth who's secretly a founder pitching.
And where did it come from? There's usually a sponsor hiding somewhere.
Two SE leaders who'd lived our problem. 2 years ago, every other go-to-market role had a place. Marketing, sales, even support. And we had nothing. So they built one. German-speaking market first. Now it's every SaaS name you'd recognize. And a few you should.
German-speaking. Half my managers sit in Paris and Madrid. They'd be lurking in a language they don't have.
That's why it opened up on the 1st of September. Sessions in the main channel are English now. There's still a German channel, but the front door is English.
Fine, that's the membership. What do you actually do in there? A group chat isn't a community.
Two things. Online sessions, 50 minutes. Somebody gives a 10-minute impulse talk on one sharp topic, ends on a pointed question, then you go into breakouts with four or five other leaders to argue it out, then back to the plenum. And somebody is a member, not the organizers. 9 times out of 10, an SE leader wrestling with that exact thing right now.
Wrestling with what, typically?
Forward deployed engineering, last month. Comp structures. Which KPIs are worth the spreadsheet? The first session, 2 years ago, was why post-sales doesn't belong in pre-sales. That argument is still running. Topics come from the room, not a content calendar.
That's the bit I'd underestimate. When I ran my first offsite, the sessions people remembered were never the ones I'd prepared. They were the ones where a manager stood up and said, here's what we tried, and here's where it broke.
Exactly. And nobody's polishing a keynote. You bring a half-finished idea and leave with it further along than a quarter of internal meetings would get you.
And the WhatsApp thing? Where your comp question went?
Optional. About half the members are in it. Once a week, a question pops up, and it's the fastest pulse check you'll ever get. 20 leaders, 20 companies, one afternoon.
Right. So what's the catch? Somebody is paying for this.
It's free. Community, sessions, recordings. I kept looking for the upsell too. There isn't one.
Then my worry is time. My SE managers are drowning. 6 regions, 2 reorgs this year. 1 more invite from me, and I get a very polite mutiny.
So don't make it an invite. Make it 50 minutes, once a month, where they talk to people who have their exact job at a different company. That's not another meeting. It's the only room where nobody has to explain what an SE is first.
Fair point. That room doesn't exist inside my company, and I've stopped pretending it does.
So here's the move. If you lead SEs anywhere in Europe, go to serockstars.com/community and register. 2 minutes.
And bring something. The half-finished thing you're stuck on. Judging by Ava's Tuesday, someone in there has already solved it. Halfway convinced, for the record. Monday, you tell me about the on-site events, and we'll see about the other half. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Pre-Sales. If you are leading a pre-sales team in Europe, wherever you're stuck right now, chances are someone has already solved it. The pre-sales leadership community is where you find them. 250-plus SE leaders across Europe from companies such as SAP, ServiceNow, and Salesforce. Talks from leaders who've actually done it and a network that goes beyond your own company. It's free and nobody's selling you anything in there. And it's 100% exclusive only to solutions leaders. Apply at serockstars.com/community. Links, of course, in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.